think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine conflict, politics. President Zelensky of Ukraine traveling to the UN to present to the United Nations General Assembly. But most importantly, the news from the foreign policy reporting. U.S. officials confirmed that President Zelensky, following his U.N. address, adds a surprise trip to Washington to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden and members of the U.S. Congress. This will be Mr. Zelensky's second trip to the Capitol since the invasion. I welcome Cliff May, the president and founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is not about war fighting now. This is about money. Follow the money. The Biden administration's intention is to approve $24 billion more in military and humanitarian aid for Kyiv over these next months of war fighting. However, there is growing loud dissent from the Republican Party and especially from the stage of the Republican debates about more money and more support for a war that at this point has no clear ending. Cliff, a very good evening to you. Mr. Zelensky to Washington, a surprise trip, the FP tells us, to meet with members of Congress. Is this turning into a partisan affair in D.C.? Good evening to you, Cliff.
Good evening to you. Well, I hope not. And there are still certainly those, and I think it's still a majority within the Republican Party among conservatives who do understand that the importance of supporting President Zelensky and supporting the Ukraine in its war for independence and freedom against Vladimir Putin. This is not charity we're doing here. This is a very affordable investment that advances core U.S. national security interests. And the numbers, you know, people have difficulty, and I understand, with billions and trillions and millions and what it all means. One of the things we've done at FTD is to crunch some of the numbers. The numbers we're talking about here are much smaller than what was wasted and went to fraud during the COVID pandemic. It's much, much less than what the U.S. or President Biden is spending to force a transition from internal combustion engines to electric vehicles, which will not, by the way, another discussion, have an impact on climate change. We're talking about as of September 18th, 2023, the U.S. has committed $43.8 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the invasion in February 2022. What does that mean? It's equivalent of 3.46%, 3.46% of U.S. spending on the Department of Defense. What do we get for that? Well, what we get for that is that the number two adversary of the U.S. is being diminished without any spilling of American blood. We're talking about 2,300 tanks destroyed, over 4,000 armored vehicles, 7% of the pre-war fleet of fighter and attack aircraft, 12% of the helicopter fleet. This is hugely important. It decreases the chances of Russian aggression against a NATO member, which would involve the United States under Article 5, as you well know. And defeating Putin's invasion will have an important message to Beijing in regard to Taiwan. But if we decide, you know what, we've just exhausted, we don't have the money for this, we're not going to spend, we're going to let Putin take all the resources he can in Ukraine, we're going to let him win, well, that will be a message to our adversaries, not least to Xi Jinping, and it'll be a message to our allies who understand we can't be counted on. And I'm going to tell you, what the spending of blood and treasure that's likely to come in the years that follow if we should give up because we just can't manage it any longer in Ukraine will be enormous.
The Republican voices are led by the man now leading in the polling for the nomination, Mr. Trump. He's matter of fact about it. There's no detail here other than I can end this war, or I can end our part in the war, or something to that effect.
Yeah.
That has resonance in the country. Why, Cliff, after all these years of being very careful about the threat of tyranny, why is America, again, apparently some part of it, some considerably significant part given the election year, turning its back on Europe?
Well, I'm not entirely sure that's what Trump is doing. As you say, his remarks have been ambiguous, saying things like, I can end this. And he can point out, hey, during the 4 years I was president, Putin didn't dare do anything. In 2008, he carved two slices off of Georgia. In 2014, he went into Donbass and annexed Crimea, taking it away from Ukraine. He can say he didn't dare do that with me. And he tends to brag, hey, if I know what I'm doing, I can get this done. A lot of people think, yeah, he probably can because world leaders are scared of him. He's unpredictable, famously so. He killed Qubad Soleimani, the leader of terrorism for the Islamic Republic of Iran. I think there are those who think he can do anything, and I think he often thinks, I can do anything. But that's separate, I would say, from those who say, you know what, we're going to go on spending money on wind power and solar power, even though it's not going to have an impact on climate change, but we cannot afford to help Ukraine maintain its independence. We're going to let that go and see what happens, see what Putin does next. We'll worry about that then. That is not strategy. That is not even hope. I think that is a plan that is just disastrous if you simply think of this as a chess game and play out the next few moves.
The New York Times, 2 weeks after replacing its defense minister, Ukraine dismissed all six of its deputy ministers, deepening the house cleaning in a ministry that has drawn criticism for corruption in procurement as the military budget ballooned during the war. This is accurate reporting from the Times. I don't see anybody refuting it. And the fact that this happened on the eve of Mr. Zelensky's trip to the White House and to meet with members of Congress suggests that it's a sore point. Do you believe this is the end of it? Because we hear anecdotes, but we don't have any evidence.
Well, corruption has been a problem for a long time in Ukraine. This is not unique. Corruption was a huge problem in South Korea, which we supported and turned into a free and democratic country. Thanks to not least for the fact that we've had a military presence in South Korea ever, you know, as long as I've been alive. I think we have about 28,000 troops there right now. I think so. What Zelensky is showing is that he's taking this very seriously. He understands he has to, and he is working on that. We had a poll recently that showed that 78% of Ukrainians hold Zelensky accountable, that he has to do something and he has to stop government corruption, fire who he has to, put in who he has to. In terms of we're sending mostly equipment, harder to sell a tank on the black market, so that's less of a problem. But we should have checks and balances. 55% of Ukrainians believe Western military aid should be conditioned on fighting corruption, which he's doing. By the way, corruption has hardly been eliminated in the United States. Unless you push me, I won't give you examples of that. But they're at very high levels of government.
It is the way we conduct a surrogate wars. Afghanistan, the nightmare there has never come up with a total number of how much money was diverted into Dubai and other pockets of wealth in the Middle East. Cliff, we just have 30 seconds right now. We're at the edge of the third winter of war, looking for a spring offensive, I guess, in 24. Do you measure that the U.S. can sustain this, that the politics will allow the election year to go forward with Ukraine supported? 30 seconds.
I certainly hope that's the case. I hope there are enough Republicans and Democrats who together understand the Reagan doctrine, that when people are fighting for their freedom and independence and look to us as an ally, we support them. We don't turn our backs on them. The last thing we want to do is to become an ally that cannot be counted on and an adversary that need not be feared.
Cliff May is the founder and president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No